ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाच्युतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे सिताहिय सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्री भगवानुवाच काम एष क्रोध एषः रजोगुणसमुद्भवः महाशनो महापाप्मा विध्येनमिह वैरिणम्। अर्जुन आस्क्ड अ क्वेश्चन, वाई ह्यूमन बीइंग नोइंगली कमिट सिन, why he becomes a victim of sinful act even if he doesn't want to be, even if he knows that it is wrong, why he goes for that? What is that power, external power, which goads him, which propels him to commit that sin? Bhagavan answered, that external power is not actually external. It is neither the devatas nor the kalaha nor even a devil, but it is the person's own desire. Kama yeshaha kamaha is the cause. Yeshaha means pratyaksha vishayaha. It is known to all, therefore it is called yeshaha. Bhagavan need not explain what is that desire. Every one of us know. We have a lot of list. So when this desire is not fulfilled, it becomes krodhaha, anger naturally. Therefore he uses krodha also as equal to kamaha. One thing we have to keep in mind, when Bhagavan condemns or when Shastra condemns kamaha, it condemns ashuddha kamaha, should be kept in mind, because desire cannot be totally wiped off even by jnanis. They also have desires. Desire to do good to the humanity, desire to preach their wisdom. Even Bhagavan has the desire, that is the reason Sokamayata Bahusyam Prajayayeti. That's why he has manifested in the form of the creation. And after manifesting also, now and then he comes with a special form called Avatara in order to help the humanity. Paritranaya Sadhuna, to come from a beautiful, silent, non-problematic place like Vaikuntha to the cantankerous world, you need certain special desire. We can go from a problematic place to the peaceful place, but from peaceful place to problematic place coming, it needs more powerful desire. I have to go. So Bhagavan also has desire, but those desires are categorized as Shuddha Kamaha. Bhagavan himself is going to tell in his Vibhuti Yogaha as a glory that Dharma Aviruddhaha Kamaha Asmiyaham. I am the desire manifested in the mind of the human being, that desire not opposed to Dharma. Not opposed to dharma means not opposed to either for the spiritual welfare or for the external world. Not opposed to welfare of the external world or not opposed to his own spiritual personality. Therefore, here Bhagavan says, this Ashuddha Kamaha, which is going to be a binding factor, which is going to be a adharmic factor, that should be totally eschewed by a seeker, totally avoided by a mumukshuhu, one who wants to be actually good. So he says, it is not a joke, he is a Mahashanaha, a great glutton. Any amount of pouring the ghee will not satisfy the fire. Similarly, any amount of supply of sensory objects will not satisfy this Ashuddha Kamaha, therefore he is called Mahashanaha. And Mahapapma, when he finds he could not keep that pressure, so he is ready to go out of the way also. In traffic jam you can see all these things. The pressure will be there in the form of accelerator. Tar. Then they will see this side, that side, police is there or not. If they found police is not there, suddenly they will cross the traffic line. So Bhagavan told the seeker should be very careful in knowing this Mahashanaha, Mahapapma, Kamaha as Vairinam iti, as the inner enemy. And at the same time he should have healthy desires, like a mumukshu should have healthy desires, like I should get purity of mind. That's also a desire. I should get purity of mind. I should get guruhu. I should get sadhu sangaha. These are all desires only. I should be free from all future birth and death. So all these are all desires only. I should lead lot of Gita shlokas and by heart them. When we monks join as brahmacharis, so first our elders say, try to by heart 700 shlokas. It was a Himalayan task for a person who studied in English way of education. So some of the brothers successfully come out. Because what? Great desire. And he had been given one chocolate also, chocolate in the form of compliment from the president of the entire organization. You will get 9 volumes of Swami Vivekananda. That's the compliment for your fulfillment. So many sadhus make it that. How it possible? The desire. But that desire is Shuddha Kama. Once you by heart the entire Gita, you can spend hours, days and months together without even MP3 player or radio or anything. Because everything is inside. So that will give connection to one shloka to another shloka, one word to another word, like that. You can spend your time, quality time with you. So this Kamaha and Krodaha are always twin brothers. In Puranas you will come to know them as always twin. Who are they? Madhu Kaidapa, Shumbha Nishumbha, Ravana Kumbhakarna, Shishupala Tantravakta, like that. They are all always twin brothers. So we should be very careful with regard to Kama and Krodha, with regard to Raga and Dvesha, since they are not going to be destroyed completely. It is not possible to destroy them completely. But at the same time, you cannot allow yourself to be under their power. Bhagavan told 3-4 shlokas before, Indriyasi Indriyasi Arte Ragadvesho Vyavastitav. It is there. You cannot avoid. As long as mind is there, mind will have likes and dislikes. So initially make all your strong likes and dislikes as a weak likes and dislikes or as a preferences. If somebody asks what you want to drink, don't tell coffee, and that to 60% decoction, 30% milk, 10% water. The percentage is there, coffee. So practice to tell anything whatever is there you give. If coffee also is there, tea also is there, okay, you can say I prefer coffee. So this is the way making the strong likes and dislikes with regard to everything wherever we are addicted. And there are some people, newspaper, without newspaper reading, gone, whole day is gone. That Bhagavata Purana has to be opened, whether it is real Bhagavatam, real Gita is studied or not. Morning 6:30, 7 o'clock itself, along with the bed coffee, that paper has to be read. So all the strong likes and dislikes should be converted as preferences. Bhagavan is going to talk about this repeatedly. He has already talked twice. This is the third time he is talking. In the second chapter also he has talked, kamat krodho vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammohaha, like that he talked. Then in the third chapter, indriyasi endriyasi arte ragadvesha vyavasthitau tayoho na vasham agachet. Then again fifth chapter he will talk, shaknodi eiva yas sodam praksharira vimokshanat kamat krodhodbhavam vegham cha yuktaha sa sukhi sa naraha. Is going to one who has the control over this vega. Vega means what? Force. There is a force. So a person who has the control, ihaiva shaknoti, it is possible for a person, one who has the control over these two rakshasas, he is a naraha, he is a human being, he is going to tell. That means what? All others are dash dash. Bhagavan is a little bit decent in scolding others. So he will tell shakna. What do you call sasukhi sa naraha? Then again 16th chapter. He says, Trividham narakas yedam nashanam atmanaha. Kamak krodhas tatha lopaha tasmad yetat trayam tege. When we will come 16th chapter, we don't know. Bhagavan only. Because now only 3rd chapter is going on. How many years it should take, I don't know. So, Arjuna, if you want to avoid going to hell, if you want to avoid entering into the hell, everybody is interested. That is a Vaikuntha Ekadashi, everybody goes to temple, for Vishnu temple, for what? Everybody wanted to enter the heaven only, nobody wants to enter hell. So, Bhagavan says, Kamaha, Krodaha, Lobaha, they are all three gates for hell. Don't go near to them. Once you go, naturally the door will be opened and you will be dragged. So handling these two rakshasas should be a lifelong project. We should know thoroughly about them. Because it is a problematic neighbor like our Pakistan. You cannot shift your entire land. Like Krishna had a problematic neighbor in the form of Jarasandha. But being Bhagavan, in one night he created a land inside the sea, Dwaraka. Within a night he created a land, made all the waters to go away. Where it went, we don't know. So land was created and the entire city was created. Night itself everybody was transferred when they are in sleep. That we cannot do. So we should know our neighbor at the same time, very very near neighbor. At least Pakistan is, there is a line of control. This kamakrodha, there is no line of control also in our mind. We don't know when it comes. That's why when I say you get angry, you try to get angry, all will laugh. Because it's not a known thing, you cannot produce it when you like. Even if you pretend to be angry because of my words, I know you are not really angry. Even child knows that his father or mother is not angry, yet they are pretending. Then the child says, come on, dad, don't show that you are angry. I know you are not angry. Because anger is not predictable, unpredictable. Similarly, you don't have the desire at all. Suddenly you go for a cricket match and sit in front of the TV. There comes Onida, owner's pride. Neighbor's envy, owner's pride. And within the 4 hours or 5 hours match period, at least 50 times they show it. So Onida entered. Afterwards also same meditation happens. So it should be a lifelong project handling them. They cannot be destroyed. We have to handle them like that. Ganesha handled or Kartikeya handled his enemy. his enemy became a Pika. Surasena, his name was. Suddenly he became Pika. He was converted as a vehicle. That's why Bhagavan stands, not sits comfortably. One leg will be on the floor. Precariously he will be sitting. So he cannot be depend upon these fellows. At the same time, he cannot give free rein to these two fellows, Kamaha and Krodaha. Therefore, we should know about them thoroughly. We cannot be casual with regard to these two people. These two people means who? Kama and Krodha. Bhagavan told that Vidhi Enam Vairinam. Know that they are your enemy. Know that Kamaha is enemy. Hereafter, Bhagavan will address only Kamaha. Because Kamaha alone is converted into Krodha. Therefore, he will address only Kamaha. Therefore, Krodha also is addressed. So now he is going to explain how Kamaha is enemy. Enemy for my spiritual life, enemy for my individual and social life also. We'll continue.
Dhume na vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malenacha yathol bhena vruto garbhaha tatha tene damavrutam.
How Kamaha is our enemy is described in this shloka. Tena ajuddha kamena idam viveka shaktihi avrutam. Tene tamavrutam is there. If you split that, tena idam avrutam. अशुद्ध कामेन विवेक शक्ति ही कवर्ड. दिस कवरिंग इज ऑफ थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ कवरिंग इज मेंशन्ड इन दिस श्लोका. वन इज ए फीबल कवरिंग, अनदर वन इज सॉलिड कवरिंग, थर्ड वन इज इम्पेनिट्रेबल कवरिंग. यथा धूमेन वन्नी ही आव्रियते, लाइक fire is covered by smoke. Fire is covered by smoke means what? Fire's prakashakatvam, fire's illuminating property is there, na? Fire has two properties. One is burning heat, another one is light. So the light principle is covered by smoke. And smoke is born out of what? Fire only. Similarly, desire also is born out of the same mind. So that desire covers that mind. Covers that mind means what? Covers the sattva guna, covers the viveka shakti of the mind. Mind has three gunas: rajas, tamas and sattva. Sattva stands for light. It is for enlightening you. But out of rajaha, rajoguna samudbhavaha kamaha, Bhagavan told in the last shloka. Out of rajas of the same mind, this desire comes and it covers the vichara buddhi, viveka shakti of the mind. Viveka shakti belongs to sattva guna, so it covers. Like our natural fancies. Some children don't like sweet at all. Some children like lots of sweet. As long as they are children, it is okay. But afterwards, they should grow. They are supposed to grow mentally also. That's why people after 60 years also, their mind is like children with regard to certain things. In childhood, he was telling, he was crying, oh, they did not take care of me, they did not take care of me, they have put me in hostel. When you put the child in a hostel, it's the greatest cruelty can be done to the children. Up to 15, 16 years, children should live with parents. Nowadays, parents are also both busy and they have their own values of education. A lot of reasons are there for that. I am not going to go there. But you put the child in that hostel, the child naturally will cry. Parents are very, very important. New atmosphere in the hostel, all fellows will beat the child. Nobody is there even to complain. So, child starts its own complaint to himself. nobody takes care of me, nobody takes care of me, nobody takes care of me. This complaint continues up to what? 60 year old. After retirement also this fellow says, nobody takes care of me, nobody takes care of me. My son doesn't take care of me, my daughter doesn't take care of me. What is that? He has grown for 60 years. But otherwise there is no growth at all. So this sahaja kamaha they are called. Natural fancies they are called. You can get away from that natural fancies just by a little bit of thinking. Little bit of thinking. Suddenly when we go in the road, nice sari we find, nice new jeans pant we find. So suddenly the desire comes, ah, very nice. Okay, I will keep it for Deepavali. Keep it for Pongal. Pongal celebration I will purchase. But that desire doesn't stay much time. Desire has come. It is a fancy. Seeing that particular object, fancy has come. But it doesn't stay much time because you see your packet, oh, not now. During celebration. Up to that celebration day, the desire doesn't stay with us. They are called as feeble desires. Then second one is solid covering. Yatha adarshaha malena avriyate. Like a clean mirror is covered by dust. Adarshaha means mirror. Mala means dust. Like clean mirror is covered by dust, clean buddhi, which is capable of reflecting Atma Swarupam. If buddhi is pure, it can naturally reflect the Atma Swarupa that I am infinitude. In every thought of individual, there is Atma Swarupa. This is there, that is there, this is like this, that is, comes na. That isness belong to Atma. Then when you say this is table, that is human being, that is tree, that goes to vritti. Vedanta segregates every thought and every thought is connected with Atma Swarupam Pradibodha Viditam Madam. But due to the vritti, the pressure of the vritti, Atma Swarupam is forgotten. The vritti carries away this person. When buddhi is covered, Atma Swarupam or Purnatvam is obstructed. I am Purnaha, I don't lack anything, but still that Kama Vritti covers it, my Purnatvam, then makes the person to go for it. Like dust comes from outside, these desires, second type of desires also are acquired from external world, especially from media. You need not go outside. Inside the home itself, that idiot box is there. That box brings everything with 100 channels or 200 channels, I don't know nowadays. There is a consumerist society which wants to consume everything whatever is available. Other countries they eat nowadays snakes also, it seems. Snakes, scorpions, frogs, they are all exported from here. So nothing is left out. In that way, it's a consumerist society. There are people who give big voice. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Recently, 2-3 days before, I had been to one TV news channel, News 9 something. TV 9. 2 hours. I had been there. There is a debate whether it is okay practicing brahmacharya or we can go ahead. And I found I am the minority. Psychiatrist is there, doctors are there, 3-4 doctors. All are giving green signal, go ahead. If you control yourself, if you are a celibate, if you are a brahmachari, then your mind will be lot of problems they attribute to brahmacharya. But I could manage by mother's grace to contradict all of them. Somehow 2 hours I manage them. What I want to say is, in the name of science, in the name of medicine, they try to make individual life, human life, as a life of flesh only. they branded an individual as an animal, then they give the solution. Animal and human being is not same. Human being has buddhi shakti. In many respects, physically, human being may be equal to animal, like eating and other things, but he has buddhi shakti, a capacity to know what is right and wrong, and capacity to say no to the right thing. But they have not accepted that. So according to medical science, they say. According to medical science means what? As though medical science covers the entire human life, you are talking and you are justifying all the weaknesses of people. So according to medical science, for them is a physical body, therefore no desire should be suppressed, so he should be given a free signal, let him be free. Widely published in media, day in, day out. Now and then they call us to contradict, because when they find a person like Anna Hazare gave credit to Brahmacharya Vrata for his success in that fasting, 12 days fasting, therefore, so they are not able to understand that Mahima of Brahmacharya, Mahima of sense control. So they called us and asked. Why I want to say this is, there is a wide consumerist society and there are advocates of this consumerist society. Go ahead. And these dusts are collected through our indriyas. This dust can be removed by yatana. You have to struggle a little bit. You have to see what is that illogical portion. What is here illogical portion? After branding human life as a life of only flesh, then they try to describe all the other medical factors. So I contradict in that way. How can you brand human life only to the physical existence? Yes, emotional existence. Long life, healthy life, that's their goal. I ask, what you are going to have long and healthy life? Even tortoise live 400 years long and healthy life. What does it make sense? What do you want to have by long and healthy life? Physical life. You cannot limit human life only to physical existence. There is an emotional existence. Of course, there is an intellectual existence. And ultimately, there is a spiritual existence. They say these are all not provable. Not provable means what? You have a small scale and you say, I cannot measure you, therefore you are not there at all. Funny argument it is. I have a scale which is able to measure the land portion. Through that scale, I cannot measure the water portion or the space portion. And this fellow says, since I cannot measure you are not there. Can we agree? You have to tell, since I cannot measure you, my measurement is not correct, you have to tell. That humility is not there on their part. They say arrogance, because science means arrogance. According to medical science, this scale only is available. With this scale, we cannot measure your spiritual personality, your emotional personality, and your intellectual personality. Therefore, you don't have any of the personality at all. That is the declaration. What a illogical declaration. So he contradicted them. Very powerful now. Modern young boys are suffering because nice things doesn't get publicity. It doesn't reach the people. Vedanta doesn't reach the people when they are immature. That time itself, whatever should not be reached to that age, it has reached through mobile phone, this phone, that phone, everything now. And adolescent curiosity is there, so they go for it. Then they suffer like anything, write lot of letters to Swamis to us. And we call them, we attend Gita class, we say. Attend the Gita class. No other way. Because every human action is connected with what? Conviction. Unless the convictions are changed, unless the old convictions are questioned, you cannot change your ways. So therefore, here, these type of desires which are acquired from the external world, like the dust is acquired from the external world. Mirror doesn't produce dust. Like fire produces the smoke, mirror doesn't produce dust. But dust is acquired from the external world. Similarly, there are desires which we are not aware of at all, comes through media and this type of so called scientists. And really, after the debate, I found, how much I am saved by Bhagwan, by Sadhu Sangha. What a pitiful life. A life, you just imagine, whole life they have to think about flesh, blood, all the filthy matters. And whole life they have to see people who are all the time, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this problem. And after getting cured from the problem, they won't go to the doctor and thank also. It's a thankless job. So they should have humility on their part, which is missing. That's why Sri Ramakrishna could not take food from them. Sri Ramakrishna could not touch the food brought from medical people, lawyers and the pawnbrokers who give that interest. Because all are asatya. And a doctor, without money, if he serves the society, is Bhagwan, equal to Bhagwan. But for the sake of money, he touches all the untouchable things. Our own filth we are not ready to touch. Correct? But for the sake of money, this fellow, what an arrogance. That's what same day I came and prayed to Mother. Mother, please give them higher things of life. So, these deaths are now widely spread in the external world, and poor adolescent and young boys are suffering like anything. Once they come to know that this is not the way that I have to go, because there is a purity of mind naturally in every being, every human being. The core person is pure. The core person is Ananda Swarupaha. The core person doesn't want anything at all. That is the reason every time a person goes against that core purity, core sanctity, then there is a guilt. Maybe that guilt can be put down by louder voice. It says, it is not good, it is not good, it is not good, it is not good. Because Bhagavan talks only in a small voice. And a sweet voice. So you put, I want it like that. You put one more louder voice. Still, you cannot kill that voice. It is Bhagavan's voice. After 40, 45, then you say, it is not good, it is not good, it is not, it was not good, it was not good, it was not good. That's why, after many years also, kimaham sadhuna akaravam, kimaham papam akaravam iti, why I have done this? Why I have done papas? Why it comes? Because you cannot kill that voice. Because inner core person is what? Embodiment of purity, embodiment of Purnatva, nothing that person lacks. But unfortunately, his vidya is not exposed to the people when the people are in younger age due to the secular education. So once a person at least coming to know that it is wrong, what I am going for is wrong, it will destroy me. This particular habit will destroy me. Going to alcohol will destroy. Once he comes to know, he cannot get away immediately. It's not an easy covering. He should do some action. Willpower is very, very necessary. He should say no today onwards, at least for 48 days. That Ayyappa Mala they will put. That willpower is exerted. But what happened? The desire is waiting there. Once you finish the puja, there itself he removes the dress, then he goes for his background. But still that 48 days vrata is worth, it is worth. So willpower should be exerted and we have to say no. If necessary, go to your room and shut the room. Personally be there, stand in front of the mirror and say no. I will not go for it. You talk to yourself. But others should not see. There is problem again. Suddenly they think what happened to this fellow. It will be necessary. The willpower is necessary. Desire is not wrong, bad. Dharmic desires are always welcome. But adharmic desires should be removed from the mind daily. How you will remove? Japa, tell japa, give an appointment to yourself at least 45 minutes. To clean the room, there must be a time. Suppose you imagine you don't clean your house and the room at all, what will happen? After 1 year, He cannot leave there. He had to come out. All things will be there in room, in the house. He had to come out. There is no place for a person to live. So daily cleaning is necessary. Japa, dhyana, swadhyaya, and sadhu sangha like this. Shastra vichara once in a while. Daily 10 minutes should be given to study a beautiful book which can evoke the personality, core personality. Whatever makes me to remember the truth, that type of book should be studied. Whatever makes me to remember the connection with that truth, that type of practices called spiritual practices should be done. In those days it was Sandhya Vandana and Gayatri. Nowadays at least Nama Japa. At least Nama Japa. Third covering is, it is an impenetrable, strong covering. We cannot do anything with regard to that covering. You have to wait. Yet yatha garbaha ulbena avrutaha. Like fetus is covered by the womb membrane. There is a fetus inside the womb of the mother, and that fetus is covered by ulbaha. So you have to wait for the child's birth. You have to wait for that child's birth. Before itself, if you start operation, it will be abortion. Similarly, here also there are certain desires which are in subconscious mind. We call in Shastra Kashayaha. Sa Kashayam Vijaniyat Samah Prajnaha Kashalaya. Comes in Mandukya Karika Gaudapadacharya. Sa Kashayam Vijaniyat. We don't know what it is, but it is there. It is in the subconscious mind. In the modern psychology, it is told multi-personality disorder. In one place is one person, in another situation another person, like that is there. But what is the cause which makes him to behave in this way? That is there inside the subconscious mind. We have to find out, we have to wait subconscious desires to come out. Life situation will naturally bring out all of them. Then we can know them, then we can tackle them. Without knowing what it is, we cannot decide whether it is right and wrong. Therefore, we cannot tackle them. So, three types of covering is mentioned. One is just by simple thinking, common sense thinking. What are the common sense thinking? I don't want anybody to harm me. Therefore, I will not harm anyone. This is a common sense. I don't want anybody to lie towards me. I should not tell lie. I don't want my family members to be ill-treated. Therefore, I will not ill-treat other family members. I will not ill-treat others. I don't want my money and wealth to be robbed by others. Therefore, I will not rob. Like that, satyam, brahmacharya, ahimsa, asteya, aparigraha. These are all common sense values. There is no need for Shastra or religion to teach all these values. But there are some grey areas wherein you don't find which is right and which is wrong. There, Shastra has to be taken into help and Sadhu Sangha has to be kept into the help. Then after knowing that is wrong, immediately by your vichara buddhi, simply you can get away from that mental fancy. That is feeble covering, feeble desire. Then solid covering is there. Some childhood situation, atmosphere, convictions and childhood associations have created in my mind certain values. At any cost, I will become Crorepati. I will become Crorepati, nice. But at any cost, that is there, na? That at any cost is a problematic word. I ask when I go to college students, how many of you want to be successful in life? All will rise. How many of you want to be successful in life? In a dharmic way. Only 3-4 will be there. All will put down. How many of you want to be successful at any cost? 97% will be there. That is the general modern younger generation. So these are all not their fault. They have missed the real teaching, real values of the human life. Parents also are ignorant, they also are misguided, so they misguided the children. Somebody was the devotee of one great Mahatma. Parents are devotee of great Mahatma. that Mahatma was living in Thiruvannamalai. Parents, both father and mother are great devotees. So one of the relative asked, "Oh, you have a son, your son also, if he wants to become like this great Mahatma, will you allow it?" Then immediately parents said, "No, no, 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 no. We want him to be settled in USA. Parents are devotees of Mahatma, and they say son to be settled in America or somewhere else. That means what? I am devotee of an unsettled Mahatma. I don't want my son to be unsettled like this Mahatma. I want my son to be settled somewhere else." What type of condition it is? "And I am the devotee of an unsettled person." He is a Mahatma, so he is an unsettled. So when I say I want my son to be settled, means what? What is the meaning of settlement? These are all problems in thinking. So these type of ideas should be removed from the mind. It has gathered. Slowly after independence, this moral degradation has come to this country. So children are not responsible, parents are responsible, highly responsible. And children have to work extra time with extra willpower. After going through lot of suffering, after getting lot of beatings in the world, they come, "What to do, Swamiji? If I come to ashrama, my parent is afraid. Father is afraid. Why you go to ashrama? Go to temple, no problem. Because there you will be as it is. 20 years also same only. Same obligation, appeal, application, appeal. But you come to ashrama, gone. He will make you to think. If you think, then naturally they are also afraid. You will be going out from them. There is a insecurity in their mind. So that's why sadhus is to tell. This India is a very peculiar country. They will feed sadhus, sannyasins. They will respect sadhus. They will even make pranams also. They will give some money also. But they never want their children to be sadhus. In other countries, there is no respect for sadhus. Because he is a person who doesn't have anything. Do you have bank balance? No. Do you have family? No. Do you have a place to stay? No. At least do you have a second dress? No. That means what? You are a beggar. In other culture, if a person says all these things, he is a beggar called. In our culture, if a person says like this, he is a sadhu. All will make pranam and give to banana also. Some fruits also. But they don't want their children to be like that peculiar convictions. These are all vichara only can help them. And third type of covering is impenetrable strong covering. Like a fetus, a child, small child is covered by garbaha. All the subconscious desires are there in the mind. We have to wait, nothing can be done. By handling the known desires, when we wait, as even the life situation will bring the unknown desires also. These unknown desires only comes in the dream, now and then. Not all the dreams are unknown desires, but unknown desires expresses sometimes in dream also. So you'll be wondering, how I have this desire? Never did anything wrong. Even if I have not done anything wrong, this type of desires come, suddenly it comes. When it comes, immediately you should handle them. Bhagavan continues. Avrutam jnanametena janino nitya vairina kama rupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. In the previous shloka, Bhagavan told, tena idam avrutam, he told. Correct? The last portion of the previous shloka. Tene tamavrutam is there. Tena idam avrutam, he told. Tena idam, both words are pronouns. So you have to explain what is the meaning of this has covered that. Anything can be done. He told in the explanation, desire covered the mind, buddhi shakti. Here Bhagavan explained that. Yetena kama rupena jnanam avrutam. Ashuddha kamaha covers this Viveka Shakti. Viveka Shakti is covered by this Ashuddha Kamaha. ಹಿಯರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಅಶುದ್ಧ ಕಾಮಃ. ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ತ್ರೀ ತ್ರೀ ಇಸ್ ಬೈ. ದುಷ್ಪೂರಂ, ದಟ್ ಅಶುದ್ಧ ಕಾಮಃ, ಒನ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್. ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ. ಈ ದುಷ್ಪೂರ ಹಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾಶಣಃ ಮಹಾಪಾಪ್ಮ ಟೂ ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್. ನೌ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದುಷ್ಪೂರ ದುಃಖೇನ ಪೂರಣಂ ಅಸ್ಯ ದುಷ್ಪೂರ ದುಷ್ಪೂರ. ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ ಇನ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದುಃಖೇನ ಪೂರಣ. ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಅವರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಗ್ರೋತ್. ಸಪೋಸ್ ಎ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಎ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ಲಾಟ್, ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಗ್ಳೂರ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ 10 hours ಈಸ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ IT, ಕಂಪ್ಯೂಟರ್. ದೆನ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್, ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ಯಾಲರಿ ಟು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಎ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಂಗ್ಳೂರ್. ಸೊ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಗೋ ಟು ಅಮೇರಿಕಾ, ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇವ್. ನಥಿಂಗ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಟೈಮ್, ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಮೈಂಡ್. ಸೊ ನೋ ಟೈಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್. ನಾಮ ಜಪ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಪೂಜಾ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಧ್ಯಾನ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿಚಾರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದುಃಖೇನ ಪೂರಣಂ ಅಸ್ಯ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಅನಲಂ, ಅನದರ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನಲಹ, ಈಸ್ ಅನಲಹ. ಅಲಂ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಅಸ್ಯ. ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ತೃತೀಯ, ಅನಲೇನ ದುಷ್ಪೂರೇನ, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ತೃತೀಯ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಅಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಆರ್ ಅನಲಹ ಕಾಮಹ, ದುಷ್ಪೂರ ಕಾಮಹ. ಅನಲಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಎಂಡ್. ಅಲಂ ಪರ್ಯಾಪ್ತಿ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ, ನೋ ಎಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಅಲಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನಫ್, ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ್. ಅನಲಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇನ್ಸ್ಯಾಶಿಯಬಲ್. ಯು ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ಯೂಮರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಯಾ. ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ ಟು ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಬಜಾರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್, ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಚೇಸ್ 1 kilo ಆಫ್ ಶುಗರ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್. ಯು ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಸೈಡ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಆರ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್, ಯುವರ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಿಸ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಕನ್ಸ್ಯೂಮರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಯಾ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್, ಇನ್ಸ್ಯಾಶಿಯಬಲ್. ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸೇ, ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ, ಇಫ್ ಐ ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ದಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಡಾಟರ್ ಟು ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಗುಡ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಓವರ್. ದಟ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಸಾಂಗ್. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ last 10-20 years they are telling like this, but before retirement they were coming now and then at least. After retirement no address at all, where they have gone, God only. So no one can say that this is my last desire. Then analaha, the person will be mahashanaha. Two shlokas before he told mahashanaha, same idea is conveyed here. Analaha, even if I don't have that, even if I cannot have that, I will imagine a imaginary ownership over them and I will have suffering. While describing this shloka, our Acharya Swamiji used to tell a beautiful incident. I suddenly remember that incident, so I will share. It's a funny incident. So a young boy came, a college student. He came to our Acharya Swamiji and made pranam. Then suddenly he saw a beautiful watch was there in boy's hand. So Swamiji asked, Acharya Swamiji asked, hey, you got a beautiful watch? Then he told, yes, yes, Maharaj, I went to one theme parks. Lot of theme parks are there, na? Wherein a lot of sports items, fun items for children are kept. So there some lucky dip was there. They asked me to participate, so I gave 1 rupee. So in that lucky dip, I got first prize. So that first prize only this watch. Then Maharaj told, it seems, oh, then you must be very happy with this watch. Then that boy told, no Maharaj, not happy, I'm very sad. Why? What happened, you know, Maharaj? Next day, in the same lucky dip, they gave first prize scooter. If I would have won the first prize in the next day, I would have got scooter. There is no possibility at all. Understood? Since I won first prize today, I will win. There is a possibility of winning first prize tomorrow also. So, if I would have won in the lucky day for the first prize tomorrow, I would have got one scooter. I am bad luck, so I did not get that scooter. I got only this watch. So, he is not able to enjoy that thing, whatever he got, even by luck. So, that is why it is called Analaha. Then third attribute is Jnaninaha Nitya Vairi, permanent enemy of a Mumukshu. It's a beautiful expression. Bhagavan doesn't say it is a permanent enemy for all. He says Jnaninaha Nitya Vairi. Desire is a permanent enemy of a Viveki, of a Mumukshu, of a thinking person. Why is it so? In the case of a worldly person, he relishes that desire. Before going for the desire, he doesn't find any problem in that desire. So he says it is good. Unless I have ambitions, how can I achieve? So he relishes before going for it. During achievement time, he enjoys that achievement, enjoys that object, enjoys that sense pleasure. But only afterwards he suffers. So there are three periods of time: past, present and future. An ordinary person doesn't have any problem with desires. He says, I am going to start a new company. It's a desire. Nothing wrong in that. So he finds it is a justified one. Then he starts. After starting, he enjoys that I am the owner of the company, I am the owner of the company, I am the owner of the company. He is visiting card also. He enjoys that. But after 10 years, 12 years, what happens? Something happens. He ends up with a lot of loans. Then he says, I could have avoided that. I could have avoided that project. So that project has taken all my wealth. So here a normal man doesn't find a problem in desires. But a Viveki, immediately he finds problem in desire. Because any desire will take time and energy. And he wants to spend time and energy only for spiritual things. So anything I do, it will take my time and energy. Therefore, it is problematic. So before also he was aware of the problem. So very carefully approaches that. Then during also, then afterwards also. But for a worldly person, suppose he sees sadhus and sannyasins, he criticizes them. Hey, these fellows are all dropouts. Good for nothing. Not even capable of having desire for normal things. So they are dropout cases, he says. They are not even capable of having desires. But after certain experiences in life, he suffers. He says, I could have avoided that new project. I could have avoided investing in that share market. Nowadays share market, in our time it was some private people. You invest, we will give you land with tea good. So they projected. So many things they have projected imaginarily. So all the people went and invested Govinda company itself. Govinda, Govinda. So that time bank was telling don't go. We are giving 12%, don't go. But they are 30%. So all the savings are put there. முதலோட மோசம் ஆச்சுன்னு தமிழ்ல இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் ஆல்சோ டிட் நாட் கம் பிரின்சிபல் ஆல்சோ ஹஸ் கான் சிமிலர்லி எ பர்சன் கோஸ் இன் எ வெரி ஃப்ரீ வே ஃபார் ஆல்கஹால் ட்ரிங்கிங் சப்போஸ் அண்ட் எண்ட்ஸ் அப் வித் ஆல் அல்சர் ப்ராப்ளம் லிவர் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஹி ஃபைண்ட் ஐ குட் அவாய்ட் அட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைம் ட்ரிங்கிங் வென் மை ஃப்ரெண்ட் டோல்ட் ஹேவ் ஜஸ்ட் எ டெஸ்ட் தட்ஸ் ஆல் எனி பேட் ஹேபிட் ஸ்டார்ட் லைக் திஸ் இட்ஸ் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் என்கரேஜ்மெண்ட் ஆர் யூ நாட் மேல் தே வில் டெல் லைக் திஸ் Still you are a child, don't you have all these habits? For what you are living? Like that they will criticize. So to avoid their criticism, you join with them. Then first day, second day they will spend. Third day onwards they will ask you to spend. Finally, you will end up with liver problems. That time the normal man thinks that I could have avoided. But in the case of Viveki, his buddhi is already with nitya nitya jnanam, dharma dharma jnanam. He knows that every sense pleasure is a enemy, because it has doshatraya. It has anityatva dosha, it is a temporary one, therefore it is going to give me sorrow when it goes from me. Apekshikatvat bandhahetuhu, it is a independable one, therefore it is bandhahetuhu. Then sadhishayatvat, there is a possibility of increasing that pleasure, therefore it is adhruptikaraha. We saw all these ideas. Like a diabetic jnani, take for example, a jnani is a diabetic jnani, not atma jnani, a person who has diabetes. Suppose if he doesn't know, if he is not a wise person with regard to diabetic disease, before eating he doesn't have any problem, just seeing the laddu he desires it, immediately puts into the mouth, and afterwards only he has problem, because diabetic, once you put the laddu into the physical body, you'll have trouble. So before and during he doesn't have a problem, but there is a wise man with regard to diabetes, just even he sees the laddu, immediately one alarm clock comes. It is not for you, it is not for you, it is not for you, you are diabetes, it is not for you, it is not for you, diabetes. Then again, because of his desire, no, no, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it, sound goes more. I want it, I want it. So there is a tussle of war before having it. During having that laddu, I am diabetic, I should not eat much, I am diabetic, I should not eat much, like that, big Tirupati laddu, he will finish. That guilt is there, tussle of war there is there. Then afterwards, of course, he has lot of problem because he has eaten the laddu. That alarming, that warning is there before taking, fear of consequence is there, of guilt is there during taking, and after taking also, suffering born out of that action he is going to have. But with regard to a ignorant person, normal man, this problem not there. Therefore, jnani naha nitya vairi naha, when the mumukshu goes for sense pleasure, before he gets the warning about that dosha, during one portion of mind says it is wrong, it is wrong, it is wrong, another portion of mind says I want it. So split personality, guilt personality is created, and after, of course, paschatapa or dukkha phalam. At all the periods of time, ashuddha kamaha is enemy for a viveki. Therefore Bhagavan says jnani naam viveki naam nitya vairi. This problem is not there either for a murkaha, ignorant man, totally ignorant, or for a atmajnani. Atmajnani doesn't have this type of temptations and other things. He knows what is what, so he will not have this problem. Therefore, one disadvantage in attending Gita class is what? You cannot be as you like. Great disadvantage. Once you come to Sadhu Sangha, you cannot be as you like. Even family members will tell, what is the use of going to Gita class? Going to Sadhu Sangha like that, they will remind you about your new status, that you are a student, that you are a Viveki, that you are a Mumukshuhu. So when Viveka Shakti is manifested in us, none of us can go back. Once Viveka Shakti is manifested, Dharma Dharma Jnanam is manifested, I come to see clearly what is right and what is wrong, and I cannot forget that. Temporarily, my desire may cover it, but I cannot forget it. One force of desire gone, again my knowledge comes back to my mind, then it says, you have done wrong, you have done wrong, you have done. So it will prick the seeker whenever the person tries to violate his own understanding and his own conviction. He himself has understood like this, I should not leave. He himself made conviction, but when he violates that, naturally he is going to be a man of guilt. So therefore only way available for us is what? For a Viveki, for who attend the Sadhu Sangha, only way is what? You have to withstand all these temptations for some more time in the spiritual journey and totally conquer it by attaining the wisdom. More details about this we will see in the next class. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೆ ಪ್ರಣದ ಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ.